time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Joining me this morning over the telephone, I have Representative Christine Watkins, and this is our first legislative update of the year. So we're going to get going in and talking about some of the things that we're going to look at, and one bill in particular, House Bill 257, that we're going to talk about with her as well. Representative Watkins, how are you this morning?
I am well, thank you.
So how are things going up there? You were saying something about, you know, you everybody up there kind of talked about how slow things were start. You didn't have that problem this year, you said.
Not at all. The last couple of years, it seemed like we just got off to a slow start. As everyone may or may not know, our former House Speaker resigned to run for office. So we got a new speaker. And we all let him know that we felt like too much pressure was at the end when we weren't doing enough at the beginning of the session. Well, I'm telling you, it was like drinking from the proverbial fire hose the last 2 days. And we're all saying that. Everybody feels that change. And it's kind of a welcome change. Let's get going. We only have 45 days. Let's get things done that we want to get done.
So it's definitely not one of those situations where you should be careful what you wish for.
I guess. Well, I don't know. We all wanted this, so we're stepping up, and we're going to get her done.
Right. All right, so the one you wanted to spend some time talking about this morning is House Bill 257, so I'm just going to kind of let you take it away from there.
Okay, this is by Representative Kara Birkeland, and when I first heard about the bill, I heard that it was going to have a definition of a woman and definition of man, which she definitely did put in there. And the big thing is that she defines a woman as someone that has the biological characteristics of creating an ova, in other words, an egg, so that you can bear children. And so that's her main thing with the definition of a woman. And then, of course, the man is different. And she wanted to make that clear because what she's trying to do in this bill is create clear definitions and boundaries for restrooms in public buildings like schools and universities and state-owned and built buildings, and that if you were born a woman, no, even if you've transgendered or you're thinking and you're trying to become a man or a woman, changing all of those things that we know what's happening in the world today, that you still have to use the restroom that you for the sex that you, the gender that you were born with. And then she's requiring any buildings that are being built in the future and if possible retrofitting now to have private restroom facilities. And, you know, a lot of places already have those, but we're encouraging and saying you will build more of those. And so that people who want to feel more comfortable being in a private situation in using the facilities, they can have that. And she also talks about the difference with dealing with bullying and women's opportunities, that women in their sports you can't just say you can't be a guy and just say, oh, I think I'm just going to go over and play with the women's sports. It's not going to allow that.
So really, it sounds like as far as the main part of the bill is, they're asking that you use the bathrooms that you're assigned at birth, correct? Is that where I'm headed with this? But then there's also a caveat to that, you know, we want private restrooms for people if they would like to, if they would rather choose to go use those as well.
Yes, and if you choose to not follow this rule, this law, because it will pass, the bill also creates criminal penalties for voyeurism This is what kind of created this. We've had men dress up as women because they want to go in the women's restrooms. They do inappropriate things in there. There have been cases where they've attacked women. So we're just saying that this cannot happen, and there will be legal consequences. So, and if you are a transgendered person and you've gone through surgery and you are truly, you've done everything to become a member of the opposite sex, all you have to do, I would say you're going to have to keep a copy of your paperwork or something on you. But if you're in a university and once that's established, you can go into the restroom that you are now appropriately and medically made to be.
So really, it sounds like there's something for both sides in this one, but you said this is still going to be controversial. You're still going to have some issues with it, but you are at this point expecting it to pass.
Yes, it went through committee yesterday. I did not go and watch it. I was still trying to catch up, like I said, but the room was packed. There's a lot of people who feel like they're being discriminated against in this case. But what we really are trying to make it so that everyone's more comfortable in this world, and something that we didn't have to face 20 years ago or even 15 years ago. But as more people decide that they want to be something different, we have to, in a sense, we're protecting the majority.
Okay, so we've got that one coming, and that was a lot just to get us started. We've got other things that are going to be coming up, some other controversial bills, and we'll be talking about them throughout the session. We'll try and touch base with you once or twice a week, but is there anything else that's just like you can give us an idea of what to look for, maybe some things to listen for?
Well, the budget is very different this year than what it has been for the last probably two or three years during COVID. While we were in COVID, the federal government gave all of the states a lot of money to deal with COVID-related issues. And just to give you an example, last year we had $1 or $2 billion to spend above what we normally did, and we don't have that this year. So we have, as we say up there, we have gone from boom to normal, which means we're dealing with millions. Now, we've already set aside money for education, some issues dealing with state employees and pay increases. And so the Executive Appropriations Committee did all of that in December. So we don't have a lot of money. And I'm chair of a committee, of an appropriation committee, where people come and ask us for financial help for their programs. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people this year because we're just back to normal. And we're working really hard to have a tax cut this year in a variety of ways. So there are going to be a lot of things that just won't be funded.
Okay, and as we talked about that, you know, you were given the money, the COVID money, and it was either use or lose, and we used it. We did exactly what we were supposed to. So now, as you said, we're just getting back to normal as far as what the budget's going to look like.
Yeah, and you know, people sometimes forget that federal money is money we gave them. We pay federal taxes, so it's not a matter of saying we don't want it and just give it back. It was our money in the first place, so we needed to spend it on our state and the people that were in it. We don't have it now. It was great while we had it, but now we're back to just everyday normal business.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Representative Christine Watkins. As we get started with this year's legislative session, we'll be talking with her once again, like I said, once, twice a week, just to kind of catch up and see what's going on in there. Representative Watkins, thank you for the time. We're going to let you get back to work, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.